This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military explosive experts said Saturday they believe a drone strike this week targeted an Israeli-managed oil tanker that came under attack off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, killing two on board. The U.S. Navy says American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and the guided missile destroyer USS Mischer are now escorting the tanker as it heads to a safe port. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Israeli officials allege Tehran launched the drone strike. Iran has not directly discussed the incident yet, though tensions remain high over its tattered nuclear deal. Thursday's attack killed two crew members, one from Britain and one from Romania. Two judo silver medalists from Georgia were stripped of their Tokyo 2020 credentials for breaking coronavirus rules by leaving the Olympic Village. An official from their National Olympic Committee said Saturday, it's the first case since the games began of athletes being punished for breaking strict anti-infection rules, which forbid team members from leaving their accommodation except to train and compete. The two ventured out of the compound to meet, quote, one of their good acquaintances who lives in Japan, according to a Georgia Olympic Committee member. The official said the pair had their accreditation revoked on Friday, but they have now left Tokyo to return home to Georgia. Japan is battling record number of infections during the postponed 2020 games and extended a virus state of emergency on Friday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says the Delta variant on Friday, first detected in India and now dominant across the globe, is as contagious as chickenpox and far more contagious than the common cold or flu. It can be passed even by vaccinated people and may cause more serious disease. This is VOA News.